Welcome to another Angsty Teen podcast. This is episode two. Technically, it should be episode three, but episode two was kind of a huge mess. I am a half of your podcast team. I am Jesus Figueroa at dysfunctional.com, and the giggling maniac you hear is the Angsty Teen herself. Hey there, how's it going?
I'm the more important half, obviously, because without me, there wouldn't even be a podcast.
Of course, because I'm not an angsty teen.
No, you're like old.
Yep, I'm ancient.
Yes.
Anyways, I had a couple comments on our last podcast. They thought you were amazingly cool, and you
Really?
sound very, very knowledgeable for a teen. But one of the biggest things is people were asking me if we're friends, and I'm like, I don't know how to answer that. Are we friends?
We're not like acquaintances. Think we're like,
It's a weird question because
yeah.
people don't expect such a huge age difference in friendships.
Yeah.
And even though, like, I think you're one of the people that you and your sister are probably the people I talk to the most during the week, or at least text with the most. So it's a different type of friendship.
Yeah.
Not necessarily friendship, but it's something more than just being acquaintances, for sure.
Yeah.
And I found it very funny that people were like, you guys sound like you get on each other's nerves, but you still talk to each other. I think that's a very good description of what this is.
Totally.
You like to make fun of me for everything. And yet we still discuss a lot of serious topics sometimes.
Yeah.
And I think that's where this podcast came from, the fact that it's funny to listen to us and what we say.
Yeah.
Which brings me to our second top, well, my second topic of the day, which is how I was talking to a friend earlier, well, a couple of days ago, about how America is still a very young country. And they said
Yes.
how America's barely in their angsty teen years. And I'm like, the angsty teen's the voice of America. I like that. So how does it feel to have a voice which America can relate to?
I'm honored.
You're
That's it.
honored.
I'm honored. Actually, no, I'm not. I mean, it's cool. Like, there's people that are actually like listening to me who presumably, I guess, are Americans living in America, and they're just listening to us talk about stuff. It's not weird, just like people just listening to us. It's like they're listening to a teenager. Whoa.
That's exactly what you wanted. You wanted a voice and you wanted to be heard because not many teens or youth get a platform or a space where they can discuss their feelings and their thoughts without any prejudice or anybody telling them that they're wrong, because I don't feel like you're wrong in the things you say and the way you feel. And I don't feel like people acknowledge that the youth are more empathetic at the moment. They are able to comprehend what's going on in the world a little bit better than the older people. I mean,
Yeah, definitely.
you definitely take things in a lot more than most people do.
Yep.
Would you say that's positive or negative? Like, how do you feel about the way you intake information and how readily available this information is in your world?
Honestly, it's just like a double-edged sword because on one hand, it's like, whoa. Look at all this knowledge I have, and it's great to like know things about stuff. But at the same time, it's like it's so I don't know, some of the things you see, it's just like so horrible, and it's like, wow, there's so much pain and suffering in this world, and I'm just here and I'm looking at it, and it feels like I can't do anything about it.
like you said, yeah, it is a double-edged sword, and it's something our government struggles with a lot because internet censorship has been huge in the last couple of years, and a lot of people think that there is no way we can censor people on the internet, especially because we're not just censoring people in the United States. We're going to be censoring people all over the world. And without censorship, we can definitely come across some very disturbing stuff on the internet, which
Yes.
I think you came across a couple of
Yes.
days ago.
Yes. I
Without
am
going into detail,
traumatized.
please, like I said, please no detail, but explain a little bit of your experience with that.
Just shocking. It's like it's gross. It's just like, whoa, what is wrong with you people? Like, I mean, I messed up too, but man, that's really messed up. Why would you do this? And they're all hiding behind their screens, and it's all anonymous. And it's just like, wow, you really did say that, and I cannot believe you said that. And I am not okay with this. I cannot sleep at night knowing that you do this. How can you do that? How can you sleep so peacefully knowing what you want and what you're doing? It's crazy to me.
It is, and I think that's something that America is going through at the moment because we had all these polls going on because of the election, and technically everything the polls showed was false.
Really?
Biden did not have this very extensive lead in all these states. We saw that how people lied to pollsters. People were too afraid to say that what they were supporting the current president. And because of that, the predictive polls were very skewed. And the election was a lot closer than what we expected. And it took almost an entire week for us to know who our president-elect was going to be, even though it's not 100% sure at the moment. There still needs to be certification and all those governmental stuff before it's a certified thing. But we have a projected president elect. And like we were talking about the this this anonymous way of being on the internet, it kind of makes people afraid to be truthful in real life. And I think it's not a bad thing, but it's not a good thing. Like, definitely some of these very disgusting, disturbing things people do on the internet should not seep into our real world. But at the same time, how do you keep that balance? I mean, you as a youth, what do you want to see in the world when you're growing up and it's your turn to be part of the people that are in power and making decisions. How would you want to be free to do that and yet limited to the point where it's not infringing on anybody else's ability to do what they want to do?
That's a really, really great question. I have no idea what I would do. Honestly, it's just like I would say just like wipe it off. Like please just diminish the like anonymity. I can't speak. Anonymity. That's a weird word. But at the same time, it's just like it's also a double-edged sword. Like how are you gonna do that? Like yeah, and the same thing. It's like there's people from all over the world in all these other countries, and not just the weirdo Americans. There's weirdos everywhere, all over the world, which it's great, but you know, it's also not. It's hard to just limit that to people.
It is. And, we all crave freedom. And I think it's the one thing that everybody fights for, and everybody feels that it's what makes our country great, the greatest, the fact that we have the ability to work towards our freedom. And Hello? Hello?
I'm back.
We lost you there for a moment.
Yeah.
What happened?
I think I accidentally clicked leave meeting. Whoops.
Well, anyways, yeah, like it's a difficult situation to be in, and I think the more we're connected to everybody around the world, the more issues we're gonna have in maintaining not just our freedom, but our ability to have morals and not project ourselves onto what other people are feeling and thinking. I mean, one of the worst things we can do is make everybody think the way we think, because then what's the point in diversity if we're not able to express our diversity? So the exit thing got called away. We will finish up some more of this stuff on our next podcast, episode 2.5. But for now, we shall finish with my final thoughts. We will get hers next time. Validation is something many people look for from others. Let's try now allow ourselves some time to validate ourselves on a daily basis. Let's accomplish a task a day and feel that's something. That's 365 tasks in a year. Those 365 tasks should be a good dent to working on oneself. We are worth it. We are worth the motivation. Maybe when one feels e at ease, we make it two. Maybe we make it three at sometimes. Then four, and we continue on working on ourselves to become the best version of ourselves that we possibly can be. Let's not let others dictate the person we want to be. Be good for you. Be good, do good for you. Today, you are the best version of you for today. There's nothing to stop you from being the best version of you tomorrow, and so on. I read on WWE NXT wrestlers Mercedes Martinez at Real M Martinez on Instagram evolve so hard that they have to get to know you again. Thanks for listening. Follow me on social media at Dysfunctional on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Dysfunctional LA on Facebook, YouTube.com/dysfunctional, Twitch.tv/dysfunctional, and find me on my subreddit r/dysfunctional and my Discord, which shall be posted on my social media. So see you guys next time. Have a good one.